podcast of West Tigers.
Well, g'day and welcome to Behind the Roar. This is our pre-season series and we're going to be getting to know some of the younger players at the club, some of the newer players that have arrived at the club as well. I thought we'd start off with a few of our development boys. Kit Lalili, he is one of our younger players. A real promising forward who made his debut in the last round of last season. Kit, thanks for jumping on, mate. It's great to have you here. We know you reasonably well, but a lot of our fans and members might not know much about you and your background. Let's just rewind firstly. Hey, what about go back to Brookvale Oval last round last year? You know, the result was pretty ordinary from our point of view. But for you as a player and... You had so many friends and family there at Brookie that day. What was it like?
Yeah, no, Chris, thanks for having me as well. That day was something special. I reckon obviously, as you said, the scoreboard doesn't really tell the fairy tale ending that I wanted. But as the game goes on, you know, you sort of forget certain things about the game. But I feel like the moment that I cherished for the rest of my life was especially after that game. Seeing my friends and family straight after, I brought a tear to my eye. I got caught on camera a little bit as well. So you must have seen it. Or I think everyone else has seen it.
That's what it's all about. That would have been the realization, I imagine, of years and years of hard work. And as a young kid, dreaming to do that one day, some guys say, I don't care if I ever play one NRL game, right? Obviously, you're going to play a lot more than that, we hope, and you're going to go on to bigger and better things. And Josh Felody too, it was his debut as well. Well, let's roll back then. Let's roll right back, Kitty, to as a young kid. Take us through it. Where did you go to school? What was your first junior club? When did you start playing?
Well, I'm a local kid, actually. Was born in Campbelltown. Born in Campbelltown and did all my growing up in Liverpool.
Yeah.
So I first started at Green Valley Vikings, and then that was there for like a year or two, and I was like, I started at six, so there for a year or two, and then ended up moving away to LCC, where I played majority of my juniors.
Liverpool Catholic Club?
Liverpool Catholic Club, played with some of my best mates today that I still know to this day, Jordy Miller. My little brother, obviously, is through the ranks.
So they were at Liverpool Catholic Club, at what sort of age?
From ages 13 to 16.
Ages
13, 16, 17, and then made my last switch over to East Campbelltown. And that's when I obviously played with the likes of Solomon Sekuru and Talon De Silva and Will Craig, Lockie Galvin. So I played with all those boys.
So all those boys Kit's talking about there have come through the system, and many of them, yourself included, you were captain of that Western Suburbs Magpies, Harold Matt's premiership winning team a couple of years ago. And now here we are. You've made your NRL debut. Talon made his NRL debut. He was in that team. Lockie Galvin is now part of the top 30. Jordy Miller was in that team. He's part of the top 30. Your younger brother Luke was part of that team. He made the Australian Schoolboys last year. Heath Mason is with our train and trial squad at the moment. He made the Australian Schoolboys last year. I tell you what, it's great to see.
Exactly,
it's really good to see.
Yeah, I feel like the best part of that is we're all local boys too, which is probably the best thing about it. We all grew around the area. We all know each other. A lot of us actually went to school with each other, played with each other. So I'm in our junior footies as well. So, I mean, as you said, we did, take out the Harry Metz Club undefeated. And, to obviously captain.
You were undefeated.
I mean, to go and to captain that squad as well is something special, something I'll remember for the rest of my life as well. It's like, how special it is because, how far we're coming in the span of just 2 years and how young we are and, we're already in the big stages. And
we'll be talking to a few of those guys that I've just rattled off those names, some of our emerging players. Over the summer, we'll get to know those boys a bit more. Your schooling too, Kit. So Westfield Sports High.
Now,
the more boys I talk to, must be half of our squad have come through Westfield Sports High, right?
Yeah.
A lot of that team... The Matt's team boys went there.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Then you got a lot of our senior squad as well. Stefano?
Yeah, he was one, yeah.
Clem?
Clem was one too.
Tommy Talau, who's now joined Manly, there are others as well. Good school, right?
Oh, Matt's school. if I was to give credit to where I learned a lot of my footy from, would probably be Westfield Sports. And obviously, there's a life after school of the school as well. But you know, that school taught me a lot. I fell in love with the game even more, just learning a lot. You know, old coach that's obviously not with us anymore, Wayne Lampkin, taught me a lot.
Yeah,
just on the field, just to, you know, do what I want to do, play my game as well. I learn a lot of, you know, just all the small stuff that I just play in my game now. So
yeah,
I really take credit for.
So family, is it just the two of you, you and Luke? Are there other siblings?
Yeah, so actually there's four boys altogether. Me and Luke are the two youngest boys.
You're the youngest boys.
Yeah, and then got two older brothers and then three sets of sisters.
Wow.
Two sisters, older sisters, and then one baby sister who's the youngest in the family.
Wow.
So
big
pretty
grocery bill.
Oh, massive grocery bill. Lucky the first two oldest are out. So
yeah, they're gone.
Yeah, they're gone. So
you took their rooms?
Yeah, we took their rooms. Oh, me and Luke still share at the moment. So
yeah. Oh, nice. Yeah,
it's fair enough. So
is there heaps of footy talk at your home? Or do you, what are your interests away from footy, you and Lukey?
Surprisingly, it was not that much footy talk. Mm. I mean, obviously, after the debut, yeah, mum and dad are pretty strict on me nowadays and, you know, trying to get me into footy. All they talk about is footy now. But away from footy, me and Luke trying to enjoy our golf. We're not pretty big golf players, but, you know. Just
learning?
Yeah, learning how to play. Yeah. Mm. Hopefully get my first birdie one day. So, nah, yeah, it's just a little bit of hobbies here and there. So, yeah.
Tell us something about Kit that we don't know. Come on. Something you like your music? Know. What are you sort of into?
Oh, wow. I mean, a guy of presence like me wouldn't, not normally, like, you would like, you know, see a guy like me that likes country. I'm actually a really big country fan.
Country Western? Music or just
country music? Like country music, sorry, country music. Yeah, yeah, country music, yeah. Big Luke Combs fan. I love his songs. Yeah. I actually missed out on the concert. I think it was, concert last year, I'm pretty sure.
Yes. You would have heard of the Tamworth Country Music Festival.
Yeah.
We're going to Tamworth this year. Maybe we can move that fixture around to try and tie it in with our game against Newcastle.
Hopefully.
You'll hopefully be playing.
Yeah, hopefully. Okay.
If you're not playing, you can do some halftime entertainment.
Definitely not that.
Yeah, mate, great to get to know you, mate. And good luck with the rest of your career, but also just the 2024 season. Yeah. Pre-season's been tough, right?
Yeah, real tough. Bags, you know, stomped his foot down straight away. You know, early marks of his principles and what he wants for the club and how he wants the club to move forward in the future. And us young boys all buying into it, and hopefully we go well throughout the whole preseason. So yeah.
How have some of the other younger fellas coped with the hard work and the toil?
I mean, obviously, you know, every other preseason is going to be tough. I mean, I did my first one last year, and so I still feel, you know, how tough it is to learn as each year goes by. Even go harder. I ask the older boys as well. Say, you know, can never get used to it. Just got to buy in and keep going. So, you know, a few of the younger boys actually surprisingly, you know, are digging in, having a go, and which is credit to Bags and that for, you know, just drilling us in with, you know, the principles and the morals of what he wants the club to look like in, you know, three years' time, standards, actually. So, so a lot of the young boys are really having a dig, and, yeah, just credit to them for having a real go and their first preseason. So yeah,
we spoke about Westfield Sports High, right? And just back on that as well, the Latu, the Fainu boys,
yeah,
Latu, Samuela, and Sione,
they all went there. Yeah,
gee,
yeah, massive, yeah,
that's good. Well, so you know these guys really, really well. How's Samuela? How's he been handling it?
Biggest pest in the squad.
Is he?
And he just joined the squad. Nah, he's fun to have around.
You can say that. Yeah. I can't say.
He's fun to have around. You know, just a different vibe. You know, have a lot of serious blokes come around in there, but he's the vibe to have around with. You know, have a laugh here and there. But when the footy's on, you know, he's logging. You know, switched on, and you know, all the boys buy into it. So yeah.
Tell me, Kit. So you got a taste of NRL just that one game last year. Do you think now that you've played that one game, you'll be better equipped going forward, if you are called on, or when you're called on again, do you think it's going to be easier for you?
I wouldn't say it will be easier. Obviously, experience is something you can't learn or something you can't buy. Mm. It's just willing of, you know, if you're training good enough, then hopefully you get that sort of experience. So, I mean, for me, if I can get that experience and obviously build as games go on, then hopefully it gets easier for myself. But yeah, as to your question, it wouldn't be easier.
So physically, right?
Yeah.
Physically, from that game, that NRL last round last year, to now in pre-season, what are you Have you got yourself some objectives, some goals that you need to achieve physically, whether it be size, strength, speed, agility?
Yeah. Talk about goals physically, probably try to stay as more fit. Talk about effort areas where Heino talks a lot about effort areas. So probably my endurance. Yeah, trying to stay as fit as possible. And
what are you weighing at now?
At the moment, I'm 106.
What did you play at last year?
Same weight, 105, 106. That's the plan.
What do you want to play at?
Yeah, probably a bit lower, 104, 103. Yep. Just to, you know, stay in the game, you know, a bit longer and do things that I can do, you know, for the team longer, for longer periods.
All right, well, there he is, Kit Lau-Lily, and we'll be talking to a heap more of our younger and up-and-coming players right across the season, right here on Behind the Raw.
Behind the Raw, the official podcast of West Tigers.